Good morning. Welcome for those of you that are staying to hear our presentation. This is a continuation of many presentations we've given on this program in Arizona, previously covered in beltwide proceedings with much of the technical details. So this is a continuation of the results as we move towards declaration of eradication, which is still forthcoming. There's a lot of technical issues to be solved before we get to that point, also regulatory issues as well that have to be solved before we get to that point. So this is a continuation of previous work. It's kind of a throwback. These three areas were the defined areas of eradication. Area 1 started in 2006, Area 2 started in 2007, Area 3 started in 2008. Of course, these cover the cotton-growing areas of Arizona to this day. Stepping back in time to last year, 2015, we had quite a reduction in cotton acreage, a little over 106,000 acres, quite a good crop of Pima, about 20% non-BT cotton altogether. 2016, a slight increase to 129,000 acres, a little bit of decrease in Pima, a large increase in BT cotton, 13.9% non-BT cotton. We expect at this point to see about a 15% increase in acreage from 2016 to 2017, should see an uptick next year. These are our traps for the last 3 years. Boll weevil's just included because I give this report for many other things. We roughly trap at 1 per quarter section now. Trap densities have gone down over time as we get further and further away from our last capture. Roughly 1 per quarter section with a slight increase in that density as we get close to our southern border and our western border, adjacent cotton growing areas in Mexico and California. Going back to 2006, over 500,000 pink bollworms caught in pink bollworm traps. The program, you see the dramatic reduction of the integrated pest management program over 2006 to 2012. Had a single capture in 2012, early in the season on a BT field that was BT the year before, which coincided with some of the last populations that we saw in adjacent areas in Mexico. Along the way, we've done massive boll sampling. The last larvae that we found in a boll sample was 2009. So in all regards, program results look very good and continue to do well. Along with all the other work we do pretty intensive desert line trapping along major pathways for both, you know, commercial and vehicle travel, and based on wind patterns. It's important to note, as I've said before in these presentations, in 2006, the traps in the Yuma area, which would be this area here, many of those averaged over 70 moths per trap per night. Just say that to give an indication of the massive population pressure that we had and the general movement from southwest to northeast. It was simply incredible. We documented movement all the way up past Phoenix, which was astounding to us. This is a general trend of cotton acres in Arizona. Of course, we like to see it go up, but the overall trend over time has been down. But again, next year we're looking forward to a slight increase in acreage, hopefully following the next year as well. That's about all I had. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Peter. When are we going to declare? As I said before, we've got several regulatory issues as far as quarantines that have to be addressed. Not only having to do with just Arizona, but Texas as well, and the other states involved in the program, which, you know, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California. Then you've got the Mexico as well, which is a whole another separate international issue. We've also got some technical issues that we need to put the put the fine polishing points on. How do we keep sterile moths available in case we have a reoccurrence or an introduction? How do we address these going forward with the new climate as far as insecticides and organophosphates? So there's a lot of things that have to be taken into account before we declare eradication, which changes the whole dynamic as far as regulatory and technical issues goes. Yes, sir. Desert lion trapping, yes, they're just pink bullworm pheromone traps, delta traps, that we place in areas not adjacent to cotton fields. So we're measuring population movement from one area to another. Thank you.